What's going on here?
Resistance is futile.
This,
indeed you are, Paul,
is...
It's in my hand, Paul!
Fan Effect.
I am not the one who's getting married. She is. Exactly. You, my friend, are marrying Paul Kennedy.
Lindsay Lohan is back on the small screen. Her show, Irish Wish. I'm just laughing watching this. Hitting Netflix just in time for St. Patrick's Day. You know how you have these wonderful shows like Hallmark Style. Maybe that's this. Host of KSL News Radio's The Movie Show, Andy Farnsworth, breaks down what is worth watching in theaters and streaming. Andy, take it away.
This week, we have several stories based on true events, and all of them done very well. Starting off with our big movie of the week, Arthur the King. It stars Mark Wahlberg as an aging athlete who puts together a team he hopes will win the Adventure Racing World Championship in the Dominican Republic. It's a 450-mile endurance race over any and all terrains involving running, mountain biking, climbing, and kayaking. When a stray dog starts tagging along with Wahlberg's team, it motivates and inspires them, and they bond in a way they never expected. This might not have the box office punch of Dune or Kung Fu Panda, but this is definitely worth your time. What can I say? I like Mark Wahlberg. He plays his character with a style that makes him easy to root for. Arthur the King was a movie my whole family enjoyed. I really liked it. I give it a B-plus grade. It's rated PG-13 and only in theaters. Another movie that's based on a true story and got me right in the feels is One Life, starring Anthony Hopkins. It tells the story of Nicholas Winton, an Englishman who was so moved by the plight of refugees in Czechoslovakia during the build-up to World War II that he spearheaded an effort that got almost 700 children, most of whom were Jewish, transported out of that country and placed with English foster families. And it was no easy task. But he's also haunted, even 40 years later, by the ones he couldn't save. The story jumps between Winton's efforts in 1938 as a young man in his older years in the 1980s when his story finally came to the public's knowledge. This is a heartwarming and heartbreaking movie that brought me to tears as I watched it. It's a great reminder of how much good can be accomplished by determined people. I give One Life an A, and I highly recommend it. I'll bring some tissues with you. One Life is rated PG and is only in theaters. Moving over to streaming, we have a new series based on one of the most infamous events in American history, but one most people actually know very little about, the assassination of President Lincoln and the pursuit of his killer, John Wilkes Booth. The series is called Manhunt, and it's presented as a political conspiracy thriller. Tobias Menzies plays Edwin Stanton, who was Secretary of War during the Civil War, and the person who spearheaded the hunt for John Wilkes Booth. This series hooked me almost immediately. It was interesting to see that era of U.S. history presented in dramatic fashion like this, and you can tell Apple, who produced the series, spent a lot on making it look and feel historically authentic. I was also amazed at how similar some things feel to today, even though it was 160 years ago. I give it an A-. Manhunt is rated TVMA, and we'll have weekly episodes on Apple TV+. Finally, also on streaming, a new movie from Lindsay Lohan. Irish Wish has Lohan in Ireland for her best friend's wedding to a guy she had feelings for. When she wishes out loud that it was her marrying the guy, suddenly it comes true and she's the one getting married. But like most movies where wishes are granted, it doesn't go like the wisher hopes. This is easy breezy rom-com for beginners stuff here. What it has going for it is a chance to watch Lindsay Lohan again and a family-friendly, all-ages safe story. It's not great. I give Irish Wish a C-minus grade, but it will be enjoyable to some. With What to Watch, I'm the movie show's Andy Farnsworth for KSL 5.
Yeah, I mean, if you know what you're getting, right? It'll be fun to watch. Andy has a lot more to say about all of this. You can hear it on the KSL Movie Show. I'll listen to it on the KSL Plus app, the KSL News Radio app, anywhere you get your podcasts, or, you know, stop by my desk where Andy and I talk about movies a lot. There's where you get the full take as well.
Hey, thanks for watching. I hope you and your family found this review helpful, and I invite you to check out my other in-depth reviews of movies and streaming TV shows on KSLTV.com. I'll see you there.